各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天晚上又从哥林多前书来学习知识与自由。
Today we'll be studying freedom and knowledge from the book of 1 Corinthians.
那是要根据我们读经进度，我们在读哥林多前书，小丽要用从第八章到第十章跟大家来看这个主题。
So according to our Bible reading schedule, we will be studying from chapter 8 to chapter 10.
保罗在写哥林多前书的时候，他为了要解决教会的问题呢，他在论述他要讲的教训的时候是非常有层次，而且是非常有逻辑的。
So to resolve the problems in the church, when Paul was writing the letter, he used much logic.
我们知道因为哥林多教会的一些问题呢，他特别用书信的方式来回答他们，给他们一个非常正确的指导。
So when Paul was answering these problems in the church, to the church of Corinth, he used very direct answers.
我们知道从第七章开始呢，他就我们看在圣经里面就看到他论到什么事情。从第七章第一节，他论到
So he wrote about the things concerning in the first verse of chapter 7.
就是针对教会的这个问题，他这个问题他怎么解决，他的看法。
So he wrote to the church of his thoughts of how he would solve the problems.
那第七章二十五节，论到同身的人，就是要不结婚要单身的人他的意见。
And he wrote his opinion concerning the virgins in verse 25 of chapter 7.
那从第八章开始呢，第一节跟第四节呢，分别论到两件事。
So in the first verse of chapter 8, he wrote about the concern of two things.
第八章第一节是论到祭偶像之物。
And the first thing he was concerned about, he wrote about was concerning the things offered to the idols.
第四节是论到吃祭偶像之物。
And the second was he wrote about was concerning the eating of things offered to idols.
有关于这个问题，在圣经看来，保罗用第八章、九章、十章三章内容来回答这个主题。
And pertaining to these things that he concerned about, he wrote chapter 8, chapter 9, and chapter 10 to help the church of Corinth.
那里面提到了有关于知识跟自由跟权柄的问题。
And he wrote about in these few chapters, he wrote about authority, freedom, and knowledge.
那从保罗他所提出来的论证呢，我们看到他第八章的第一节提到说，有关于这个祭偶像之物啊，我们晓得我们都有知识。
And in verse 1, we can see that we have knowledge concerning of the things offered to idols.
那这个祭偶像之物的每一个人都有的知识，应该就是在使徒行传十五章里面耶路撒冷会议使徒跟圣灵共同做的结论。大家都很清楚的。
And the knowledge we must have is recorded in Acts chapter 15 regarding the things offered to idols.
我们弟兄姐妹是不是记得《使徒行传》十五章二十八节？我们每次灵会结束的时候，如果有新受洗的弟兄姐妹，一定会读这一节给他们听。
So you know, after every spiritual convocation, if we have newly baptized members, we'd always read Acts chapter 15 verse 28 to them.
有几件事情是不可少的。
And these some things are necessary.
那其中有一件特别提到，就是有关于要禁戒祭偶像之物。
And one of those things is to abstain from things offered to idols.
那在使徒行传十六章这个结义做出之后，这个使徒呢，他们就把这个教会的结论呢带到各地方去，让信徒共同来遵守。
And after the event, the apostles brought the conclusions to all the surrounding churches.
如果大家都遵守了，那么教会就信心就坚固，然后信徒的人数就增加。
And if these things are kept, the membership will increase and the faith will increase.
我们看《使徒行传》十六章。
If we take a look at Acts chapter 16,
使徒行传十六章第四节。
Acts chapter 16 verse 4。
第四节这里是他们经过各城，把耶路撒冷使徒和长老所定的规条就交给使徒遵守。第五节。
Five.
于是众教会的信心就越发坚固，人数天天加增。这两节圣经就看到说，当教会大家都共同遵守使徒跟长老们所共同定的这个规矩呢，那么 人数增加，教会就增长了。
So we can see from these two verses, if the members are determined to keep the decrees made by the apostles and elders at Jerusalem, the church will strengthen in faith and increase in number.
那更重要就是他们的信心都越来越坚固了。
And the important point is their faith was strengthened.
表示他们能够遵守使徒跟圣灵所共同做的决定，很重要的。
And they were able to keep the decrees that were determined by the apostles.
这就是顺服所带来的结果。
And this is the result of being submissive.
当我们愿意顺服教会以及圣灵这个真理所共同定出来的规矩呢，我们的信心才会坚固。
When we are willing to submit ourselves to the decrees of the church, our faith will be strengthened.
哦，所以当时候其实大部分的教会，他们对这个祭偶像之物，他们有一共同的规矩是不可以吃啊，这禁戒祭偶像之物啊。
So they had the determination not to partake of the foods offered to idols.
但是看回来《哥林多前书》第八章第一节，接下来圣经里面有提到说，但是知识是会叫人自高自大，但唯有爱心能造就人。
But if we look at the latter portion of chapter First Corinthians chapter 8 verse 1, we see that knowledge puffs up, but love edifies.
那在第八章里面呢？从这个爱心之后呢，保罗会提到一个自由的问题，就是第九节提到有一个自由这个字眼呢。
So in chapter 9, in verse 9, refers to freedom or liberty.
那我们要来看看这个祭偶像之物啊，它这个知识叫人自高自大是怎么一回事
？So we can look at how this knowledge will puff us up.
这个有所谓的知识，就是有关于这个祭偶像之物是怎么一回事，这个有关于这方面的认识啊。
So this knowledge is pertaining our knowledge towards the foods offered to idols.
自高自大是因为这个有这种知识的人把自己高估了。
So knowledge puffs us up because we believe that we have a great amount of knowledge.
但是他却不能够体会那个软弱的人。
But they do not know how to.Show sympathy towards those who are weak.
传道者保罗他本身是一个很有知识的人呢。
So Paul was a very knowledgeable person.
那他从知识的角度，他说第二节说，人若有人以为自己知道什么，按他所当知道的，他仍然是不知道。
So in verse 2 we can see that Paul said, if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing.
因为神所造物的奥秘实际上是非常奇妙的。
Because this mystery created by God is very, very.Wonderful.
有时候我们都会以为说我知道了。
Many times we believe that we understand or we have the knowledge.
但其实仔细想一想，我们真的不知道。
But if we carefully think about it, we do not know anything.
你看就约伯记里面约伯啊，他当时候受苦的时候，他很想要去跟找神理论。
So when Job was during his time of suffering, he wanted to talk to God.
他想要。跟神理论，就是想要跟神问个原因，为什么他受苦
？He wanted to ask God why he was suffering.
也就是说，他不服气，这神怎么对我这样做，都没有跟我通知一声呢、啊、
？He was not happy because God did not notify him.
那结果后来呢？神就跟他问了很多问题。
So later on, God asked him many questions.
那这些问题问完之后，约伯他就把嘴巴闭起来了。
And after all, God has asked Job these questions. Job kept his mouth shut.
因为他知道神的创造太奇妙了。
Because he knew that the creation of God is beyond his imagination.
他以前以为他可以去跟神理论。
Before he believed that he was able to question God.
那是因为他低估了神的全能。
But he was still under the power of a knowledge of God.
It's underestimated.
He underestimated the.
就是他没有完全认识神的全的真的全能了。
And in other words, he did not truly understand God's authority.
其实我们人的知识是非常有限的。
And our knowledge is very limited.
有时候我们以为知道这件事情，其实我们只是看到表面而已。
Many times we only see the outer portion of things.
这是给我们一个最基本的前提。对知识上来说，我们人要认为其实我们不完全知道。
We do not fully understand all the knowledge.
很明显的道理，今天有很多知识，我们现在所认为的是这样子正确的，在三十年前、二十年前可能不认为是这样子的。
So knowledge we have today may not be understood a few decades ago.
同样的道理，我们现在认为是对的，在人间的知识上来看，五十年之后可能就被推翻了。
And the knowledge we deem that is correct may not be deemed correct by the people 50 years from now.
所以，知识本身其实就是在这个时代里面，我们人的脑筋所能了解的范围其实是很有限的。
So knowledge is very limited to what humankind can understand today.
但针对知识，保罗他提出一个相对的，就是爱心才能够造就人。
But he Paul brings up that love edifies.
他说这个有关于既偶像之物的这些知识呢，其实没有办法真的帮助其他人建立信心。
So he brought up the fact that knowledge concerning the things offered to idol cannot edify other people.
会造就人是我们会体恤那软弱人的爱心呢。
But the thing that can edify others is our love and our sympathy.
我们知道在哥罗西书第三章里面提到说，爱心是联络全德的。
And in the book of Colossians, we know that love is
是联系所有的好美德了。
Is perfect.
是爱心把所有的美德都把它 united together， 就是把它合在一起。
Love unites every good thing.
然后有爱心的人才会去担待别人的软弱。
And only if we have love can we show sympathy to those who are weak.
有时候。知识会让人把人自己高估自己嘛。
So knowledge may puff us up.
那所以从这个知识层面看，说，哎，你怎么这么差劲？有时候就会比较。
So when we are full of ourselves, we may look down at other people and ask ourselves why are they so foolish.
但是如果是有爱心的人呢，他会觉得说，这个人不知道，他这个时候不知道，他以后可能知道，所以我现在应该会体恤他。
But if we have love, we may understand the person and we may teach them so they may understand in the near future.
八章的第三节特别提到说，如果是有人爱神，这个人乃是神所知道的。
In verse 3, we can see that if anyone loves God, this one is known by God.
神知道谁是有爱心的人呢？
So God knows those who have love.
有时候爱心不是嘴巴讲的。
Many times love is not spoken through the mouth.
而是这个人他心里怎么想。
But it is what he's thinking in his heart.
今天有很多人他可以嘴巴讲很好听的话。
And today, many people may speak sweet nothings.
但是他心里面可能完全不是这样想的。
But it may not be what he's thinking in his heart.
这个就是我们现在社会上的人通常惯用的伎俩，就是这样子。
And this is very common in today's society.
如果是政治人物啊，为了要得选票，可以嘴巴讲得很好听。
So a politician wants to obtain votes, he may speak very, very
sweet.
Sweet.Sweet things.
然后如果要做生意的，要推销员，他可以嘴巴讲的这样天花乱坠，但是他里面心里面可能真的很瞧不起你。
But for a businessman, he may be very he may want to please you, but in his heart, he looks down on you.
但圣经里面约翰福音说，神知道万人的心，神知道人心里所存的是什么。
So God knows what are our thoughts.
所以今天一个爱神的人，他如果心里面真的是爱，会有爱心的，他所做出来的行为一定会关心到别人，他会不会因为我是这些作为受亏损。
So if this person has the love of God in his heart, he will be concerned and love those who are around him.
所以从这个既偶像之物里面，其实保罗他已经提到说，这个爱心是最主要的关键的。
So we can see Paul, you brought up the fact that love is the most important point concerning things offered to idols.
那这个既偶像之物当然就是不能吃的，因为我们的知识，我们所知道的知识，教会所共同的原则就是禁戒既偶像之物。
So for our church, we know that we shall not partake of the food offered to idols.
好，那现在我们再看第八章的第四节。
Let us look at chapter 8, verse 4.
现在说论到吃既偶像之物。
Now we write about concerning the things of eating of things offered to idols.
既然你要禁戒既偶像之物，已经不要吃，现在为什么会提到说要会吃到既偶像之物？这到底在讲什么
？So what is this exactly talking about?
那现在当保罗在提这个问题的时候，他首先从第四节第五节开始呢，他先定义说这个偶像其实算不得什么。
So in verse 5, Paul starts out with that.
他说偶像算不得什么。
Gods are nothing.
就是 idols.
Idols are
nothing. 就是偶像跟真神，他做个比较， 他觉得偶像有好多。
So idols compared to God, there's so many gods and many idols out there.
但是神只有一位。
But there's only one true God.
那所以他第八章的第六节呢，他就把这个神的独一性啊定义的非常清楚。
So he brought that there's one God and he emphasized this point.
那现在有很多人其实在侍奉偶像。
And today many people worship idols.
那为什么他们会跑去拜偶像去了？
So why do they go worship idols?
那这个偶像啊，保罗又把他特别提啊，特别让他强调，那是哑巴的偶像，不会讲话的。
So Paul brings up the point that these idols are mute.
其实很多当时候来信主耶稣基督的这些信徒，之前也都是在拜偶像的人。
So many people that converted before they converted, they were worshiping idols.
他们已经很习惯他们这个宗教信仰了。
They were very used to their
他们以前的信仰
religion. Their previous religion.
我们来看第十一章。
Let's look at
十二章，十二章。
Verse 12, chapter 12.
再看哥林多前书十二章，看第二节。
First Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2.
所以讲他们当时候信徒他们的背景是什么？
Here mentions the background that the people had before they when they were worshiping idols.
你们做外邦人的时候，谁是被牵引、受迷惑、去服侍那哑巴偶像？这是你们知道的。
So verse two, you know that you were Gentiles carried away to these dumb idols, however you were led.
他们当时候也都是拜惯那个哑巴偶像，服侍他。
These Gentiles were worshiping these dumb idols and serving.
他们以前也是外邦人，他们以前也是这样子的。
And they were once Gentiles.
然后他们现在是被牵引、被迷惑的。
And they were led and deceived.
好，所以其实就保罗来说，这个偶像这些拜偶像的人，真的是事实上是搞不清楚神是怎么样，真的在拜什么叫拜神，他们不知道的。
So these Gentiles that were worshiping these idols did not know the true essence of worshiping God.
那我们现在的神，我们所拜的神是怎么样的神呢？
So
我们所拜的神是怎么样的神？
So what is the God that we worship today?
看八章第六节。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 6.
第六节说，我们只有一位神，就是父，万物都本于他，我们也归于他，并有一位主，就是耶稣基督。万物都是借着他有的，我们也是借着他有的。
Verse 6, yet for us there is one God, the Father, of whom all our things are, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we live.
这位神就是造物的主。
This God is the creator.
万物都是从他来的。
And the heavens and earth come from him.
我们也是属于他的。
And we belong to him.
也表示说我们也是神所造的。
And we are created by him.
然后现在这个主，一个主就是耶稣基督。
And there's a one Lord Jesus Christ.
他说万物也是借着他有的。
And through whom all things are all things.
那我们也是借着他有的。
And through whom we live.
那表示说，你看现在这里讲神，然后再讲耶稣基督。其实呢，你看它里面所描述的内容，等于是相等的，一样 ，identical。
So we can see that the things mentioned are identical for God and Lord Jesus Christ.
对保罗来说，这个耶稣基督就是那个永远唯一至存的独一的真神。
So Lord Jesus Christ in Paul's eyes was the one God.
那是在罗马书第九章第五节，他已经定义过的。
And this is something he already mentioned in Romans chapter 9.
那但是这个。所以有些人他不了解、不认识神，他们就把很多的这个哑巴偶像把它当作神在拜。
So those who do not know God worship these dumb idols.
好，那我们现在看第七节。
Let us look at verse 7.
但人不都有这等知识的。
However, there is not in everyone that knowledge.
也就是说，有些人他对什么是神、什么是偶像就搞不清楚了。
So some people do not cannot differentiate between what is God and what is idol.
所以以前他们都是拜惯偶像的人，他们已经在这个信仰已经很久了。
And those people that worship idol, they are already in their religion for a long time.
现在他们这个福音传到他们那里，他们现在来信耶稣了。
And the gospel now reached them, and now they worship God.
那他们现在要改变，要从他们以前的生活现在改变，要来过主耶稣基督门徒的生活了。
And now they have to change their lifestyle to match that of worship.
那表示说他们。当时候在拜偶像的时候，他们很多东西啊，都把它献给偶像，去拜给偶像了。
So when before when they had food, they would first offer it up to the idols.
第七节，我们看接下来说，有人到如今因拜惯了偶像，就以为所吃的是祭偶像之物。
So in verse 7, we can see that until now, it has a thing offered to idol.
这句话如果用不一样的翻译本呢、啊，是说，因为很多人他习惯了拜偶像的事情了。
So many people are accustomed to offering their food to the idol.
所以他们在吃食物的时候，特别在吃肉的时候，就将这个食物当作是真的已经拜献给偶像拜过的这些肉了。
So they would have in their mind that the meat that they are about to eat is already offered to the idols.
现在其实他们已经从偶像转成来拜这个独一的真神了。
And they already changed themselves from idol worshiping to worshiping God.
所以其实这偶像算不得什么。
So idols are nothing to them.
那可是他们这个习惯，就他们一直觉得说，这个食物已经那么久都是先拜过偶像，然后再来吃的。
But they have the mentality that they offer the food to idols.
所以对这种他们这种缺乏这种知识的人，他们的良心呢、啊、就软弱。
So those who are lacking in the knowledge became weak in conscience.
他们就以为他们天天所吃的这东西都是拜过偶像的。
They believe that whatever they eat was already worshipped to idols.
所以其实对他食物来说，对他们来说，因为食物是每天都要吃的东西啊。
So food is something necessary that they must all partake every day.
所以当时候他们的良心就软弱，就污秽。
So they had misunderstanding and they had weak conscience.
为什么良心软弱就误会了呢？
So when they had a weak conscience, why did it lead to misunderstanding?
我们看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 14.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十四章我们来看二十三节。
Romans chapter 14 verse 23.
这也是讲到这个吃东西的问题。
And here refers to eating.
二十三节说，若有疑心而吃，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心，凡不出于信心的都是罪。
23, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith, nor for whatever is not from faith is sin.
也就是说，今天吃东西这件事情啊，一定要出于信心，说是啊，这个东西就是神赐的啊，感谢领受。
So when we eat, we must believe that.It is from God.
但是如果有疑问啊，这个时候的良心呢就不安了。
But if we have doubt, then our hearts will have a weak conscience.
那保罗他提出的那个论点是很绝对。他说，如果是不是出于信心的，有疑问的哈，这样吃下去就是罪了。
So Paul brought up a very black and white situation. Whatever is not from sin, whatever is not from faith is sin.
所以当时候这些。在哥林多教会的这些信徒，他们对这个问题有疑问的人呢、啊，他们其实心里面呢、啊，良心不安呢、啊。
So, whoever had doubts at that time were had a weak conscience.
那这样子，第八章的第八节，哥林多前书八章八节，保罗说，其实食物不能够叫神看重我们。
Verse 8, we see that food does not commend us to God.
那是神看重我们的是什么？我们神看重我们不是因着食物，那神看重我们是什么？
So what does God commend us for?
神真的看重我们，神所在意的是我们每一个人良心，每一个人内心。
What God commends us for is our inner heart.
在我们吃食物的这个心态。
When we the mentality we have when we partake of the food.
因为食物本身，他说你吃也无，然后他说你不吃也无损，吃也无益。
We see that.For neither if we eat are we better nor if we eat, are we worse.
所以也就是说，这个食物本身你不吃也没有关系的，而你吃的也没有对你有什么特别好处啊。
So if we do not eat, it does not make us any worse.
因为神的国真正在意的不是吃喝。
Because the kingdom of God does not emphasize on eating.
而是在于公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But is to rejoice in love and.
所以还有个圣灵中的喜乐。The joy is in spirit. 所以神他说食物本身呢、啊，其实不是重点。
So food is not the main emphasis.
重点是我们对神的认识。
The emphasis is our understanding of God.
我们人在神面前所存的这个良心的问题。
And it is based on our inner heart.
那现在论到这个吃祭偶像之物，保罗他现在讲完之后，他现在第九节开始啊，第八章九节。
So we look at chapter 8 verse 9.
他现在针对那个自以为有知识刚强的人提出一个警告。
So he brings up a point to those who think they have knowledge.
他是说你要谨慎啊，第九节。
And verse 9 tells us to beware.
恐怕你们这个自由竟成了那软弱人的绊脚石。
Lest we become a stumbling block, our liberty becomes a stumbling block to those who are weak.
也就是说他提醒信徒要很谨慎，因着你的知识可能你有能力做出一个选择，但是你的选择，你这个自由可能会带来伤害人的后果。
And we may have certain liberties, but if we do not be careful, it will become a stumbling block to those who are weak.
因为当这个一个人如果有知识，对而知道偶像没有什么，他也知道说这个既偶像之物，这我们现在所吃的食物其实也没有什么。
So a person knows that eating this food does not affect us.
所以有知识人他可能很放胆、很放心的自由出入这些庙宇里面去坐席。
So these people that are stronger may be okay with
他们觉得说在里面坐一坐，跟他们一起吃个饭也不会怎样啊。
They may think that it is okay eating at idol's temple.
但是保罗说这个是你的自由没有错，因为 你有知识，你知道说这样做没有什么问题。
Paul said this is your liberty and it is correct.
但是你的自由，你这样做有可能会让其他人软弱人跌倒、哦、
But your actions may be a stumbling block for those who are weak.
那其实我们在查看第八章第九节这个自由，恐怕你这个自由呢，在哥林多前书里面这个字其实是很特殊的。
So in the
在哥林多前书这一卷书里面
，in this liberty in this book of First Corinthians，
在同一个字里面，在哥林多前书，保罗都是用权柄来翻译，我们都是把它翻成权柄的。
So he uses the word authority as a translation。
也就是说，你是有能力去做选择。
You have the authority to make the decision。
你知道说我选这个做或不做，你知道有什么结果？就是你可以自由做一个选择啊。
And you know the consequences, so you can use your authority to make your decision.
那基本上是因着你有这个知识，所以你有这个能力去做出这种选择，所以是你的自由。
And it is because you have the knowledge pertaining to this topic, so you can make your own decision.
但是这个自由可能会变成别人的绊脚石。
But this knowledge may be a stumbling block for others.
因为现在保罗他一直提到说，有些人他们是良心软弱的。
So we can see that some people have weak conscience.
不是每一个人都有像那个刚强的人这样的很清楚的知识。
And not everybody has this knowledge as those who are strong.
那这些比较软弱的人，他看到哎，你这个人竟然可以在偶像庙里面坐席，他可能就真的放胆去吃祭偶像之物了，就是真的很放心的去吃那个拜过偶像的东西。
So for those who are weak, they may be see it as okay to eat those foods offered to idols.
你看第十节。
And if you look at verse 10.
八章第十节。
Chapter 8 verse 10.
他说若有人见你这个有知识的在偶像庙里坐席，这人的良心若是软弱，岂不放胆去吃那祭偶像之物吗？
10. For if anyone sees you who have knowledge eating in the idol's temple, will not the conscience of him who is weak be emboldened to eat?
那吃了这个祭偶像之物会怎样？
So what would happen if you eat those things offered to idols?
看第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
因此基督为他死的那软弱的弟兄呢，也就因你的知识沉沦了。
Because of your knowledge, shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died?
然后十二节说，你们这样得罪弟兄们，伤了他们软弱的良心，就是得罪基督。
And if we When you thus sin against the brethren and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ.
所以一个人的自由可能让一个人，另外一个比较软弱的人，在信仰上跌倒。
So one person's liberty may cause a weaker brother or sister to stumble.
这个，如果一个人让弟兄跌倒，他说其实他就是得罪神，得罪基督。
So if we allow someone to stumble, we have sinned against Christ.
那所以你看，这个知识跟自由本来是好的。
So this knowledge and liberty was originally good.
但是当运用不当的时候，确实会造成别人的伤害，而且是付出生命的代价。
But if we use incorrectly, it may cause harm to others.
所以对这个问题呢，保罗他的做法是非常的保守。
So Paul was very conservative concerning this matter.
就是第十三节，他结论他是这样想的。
So the conclusion, his conclusion was is written in verse 13.
所以食物若叫我弟兄跌倒，我就永远不吃肉，免得叫我弟兄跌倒了。
If food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat again, lest I make my brother stumble.
这就是保罗他的谨守。
And this is a commitment Paul made.
就是他本身的他很谨慎。
他是 very careful,
因为他一切事情都是为了要让人得益处的。
And because he wanted good for all people,
他所做的事情都是要按爱人的道理来行。
He wanted to,
也就是说以爱心为原则。
He wanted to have love as his main focus.
我们看罗马书第十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
看第十五节。
Chapter 14, verse 15.
十四章十五节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 15.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。十六节。
16.
不可叫你的善被人毁谤。十七节。
17.
因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平，并圣灵中的喜乐。十八节。
18.
在这几样上服侍基督的，就为神所喜悦，又为人所称许。十九节。
19.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事，以彼此建立德性的事。二十节。
20.
不可因食物毁坏神的工程。凡物固然洁净，但有人因食物叫人跌倒，这就是他的罪了。二十一节。
21.
无论是吃肉是喝酒是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒一概不做才好。这就是保罗他按爱人的道理而行的谨守，他本身是这个是最高指导原则。
And this is his principle because he loved the people.
因为他不希望他的做的任何一件事情让弟兄受亏损。
He did not want his actions to serve as a stumbling block for anybody.
因为他第二十节说不可以因为食物毁坏神的工程。
He did not want to let the food destroy the work of God.
因为如果毁坏神的工程，神必要毁坏他。
Because if he destroys the work of God, God will destroy him.
哥林多前书第三章的第十六节。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
我们之前已经有查过的。
We already studied this before.
哥林多前书三章十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？十七节。
17.
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。你看这个会毁坏神的工程啊，会让一个人沉沦跌倒，这件事情是非常严重的。
If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him.
所以保罗他本身他就非常谨慎。
So Paul is very careful regarding this matter.
所以保罗他宁可为了要让弟兄们在信仰上坚固，他选择放弃很多他可以做的自由。
So Paul gave up many of his liberties in order to allow the members to strengthen their faith.
为了要让这些自以为有知识的刚强的人，他们可以明白说为什么要放弃自由这件事情，他用他自己来做例子。
And he set a good example to those who think that they have the knowledge pertaining this matter.
所以第哥林多前书第九章，保罗是开始。第一节在说他说我本来不是自由的吗？
And Paul in chapter 9 verse 1 questions that didn't he have liberty?
哦，就说我不是使徒吗？
Was he not an apostle?
我不是见过我们的主耶稣基督吗？
Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord?
你们不是我在主耶稣里面所做的工吗？
Are you not my work in the Lord?
这里在讲到保罗他自己本身的身份。
Paul was referring to his own status.
他现在用他自己做例子，要来解释他为什么要放弃自由，放弃他本来可以行使的权柄。
He used himself as an example to give, and why he gave up his liberties.
因为使徒保罗他不是只是嘴巴讲，他自己本身真的是这样做。
Paul did not just speak with his mouth, but he actually carried it out.
这是为什么？他在写信的时候，他很大声、很直接的说：“你们要效法我。”
That's why Paul was able to proclaim in his letters that you must follow me.
我们看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
四章十四节说：“我写这话不是要叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们。 好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。十五节，你们学基督的师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。十六节，所以我求你们效法我。更多教会是保罗做使徒，因为他是神的能力建立起来的这个教会。更多教会是保罗建立的。
So this, the church of Corinth was established by Paul.
所以他就个人多教会来说，他说他好像一个父亲，来警戒这些儿女们。
So he is like the father to the church, and he has come to warn his children.
他的口气就好像他是做父亲的，要告诉他的儿女们，你们现在要学我。
He is like a father telling his children to and warning them.
所以你们要效法我。
So Paul told, urged them to imitate him.
保罗他所说的他自己做到了。
And whatever Paul said, he has set example.
他讲了，他为了要解决这个吃祭偶像之物这个知识所带来的这个伤害啊，他用他自己来做例子了。现在
he set an example.
然后等到讲完之后，他现在又最后下一个结论，一样的结论。
And he had the same another same conclusion.
看第十一章的第一节。
Let's turn to chapter 11, verse 4.
第一节
was verse 1.
十一章第一节说，你们该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
He said, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ.
这是保罗在从第八章、九章、十章这三章里面，他论述最后的结论就是，你们效法我。
And this was his conclusion from verse chapter 8 to 10.
那他现在他现在在第九章里面，他说他本来是自由的，他现在为了不让弟兄们受亏损，所以他现在把他的权柄、他自由全部放弃。
Paul said he gave up all his liberties to strengthen those who are weak.
从第九章第三节第二节，我们就看到说，再一次他强调说，你们就是我在做使徒的印证，也就是说，教会是他建立起来的啦。
Verse 2. He was referring to how he established the church.
然后从第四节开始到第四节开始到第十四节呢，都在讲这个他是一个使徒，他应该拥有的权柄，他本来就可以享受的。
And from verse 4 to verse 14, it refers to a liberty he had as an apostle.
但是最后他都把他放弃了。
But he gave up all these.
他本来是可以靠福音养生的。
He was able to live through the gospel.
但第十五节说，
But in verse 15,
他这个权柄我前面没有用过。
He said, I have used none of these things.
我写这话并非是要叫你们这样待我，因为我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
Nor have I written these things that it should be done so to me, for it would be better for me to die than anyone should make my boasting void.
他所夸的是什么？
So what was he boasting about?
就是说现在人来信福音，叫不要让人家为了有付出什么然后就才得到福音，是让人白白得福音。
So he was referring to how people should freely receive the gospel.
第十八节，请看第十八节。
And let us look at verse 18.
保罗他现在带了一个传福音的责任，然后第十八节说，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫别人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
So verse 18, what is my reward then, that when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel?
他自愿放弃所有他可以享受的权利。
He gave up all his liberties and authority.
为了就是要让人能够白白的得到领受这个神的恩典。
So others may receive the gospel of Christ without charge.
然后我们看第十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
他说，我虽是自由的，无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more.
保罗的工作是对外去传福音，拯救灵魂。
So Paul's job was to preach and win souls.
但是他对内他就用尽各种办法要来造就信徒的信心，他用各种方法要来造就信徒的信心， edify 信徒的信心呢。
So he used various tactics to edify the the faith of the people.
因为他知道他是被神托付责任的工人。
But because he knows that he has been entrusted by God.
他愿意为了完成他的使命，牺牲一切他本来可以享受的。
And to fulfill his commission, he was willing to give up all his liberties.
首先就是他甘心做众人的仆人。甘心了，他愿意自愿的做众人的仆人了。
He was willing to be a servant for all men.
为的是就是要多得一些人呢、哦。
And the purpose was to win more souls.
那从第二十节开始啊。
In verse 20.
从二十节开始到第二十二节啊，就是保罗他传福音的时候，他的姿态，他的方法。
And this was his method to when he was preaching.
像犹太人，他要做犹太人。不要得到这个犹太人。
And in verse 20, if he when he was preaching to Jews, he became a Jew.
那像律法以下的，就他就做律法以下，也要得到这个律法以下的人。
And to those who are under the law, he was under the law.
不管是什么样的人，看第二十二节。
And let us look at verse 22.
像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人，无论如何，总要救一些人。
And whatever that whoever he is preaching to, he becomes like them.
为了要传福音，要拯救灵魂，其实是要花很多功夫的。
So to win souls, it takes much effort.
所以今天我们其实我们弟兄姐妹我们在传福音的时候，我们可以感受到同样的困难呢。
So today when we are preaching, we may experience the same difficulty.
你看，我们今天如果要去把一个人从不信或者从拜偶像的这个信仰里面把他拉过来。能够转成从黑暗的国度进入光明的国度来敬拜神，你看我们要花多少精神跟时间。
In order to convert a person from darkness to light, we must how much time and effort we must spend.
但是，如果我们一个不小心，我们可能就让一个本来得救的信徒最后不能得救，那我们所做传福音的工作就白费了。
But because of something little that we have done, we allowed someone to fall, this would be a waste of our effort and time.
所以，其实保罗他本身。他在讲这句话的时候，已经在对那些自以为刚强、自以为有知识的人提出一个很大的警告了。
So he was warning those who believe they are strong.
他本身付出了、做了很多的牺牲，为了就是要得到这些人进入这个恩典里。
Sacrifices he had made was in order to win these people.
但是有一些人，他们自以为有知识的，他所做的事情却是把这些人推出去了。
But those who have knowledge may push these people out.
所以保罗他在第九章的第二十三节。
So in chapter 9 verse 23,
他说凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故，为了要与人同得这福音的好处。
23, now this I do for the gospel's sake that I may be partaker of it with you.
他所行的不管是对内对外，都是要让这些人真的领受福音的好处，最后都一定是要进入得救里面的。
And whatever he does was to allow these people to receive the gospel and obtain salvation.
所以他本身他放弃了这些自由。
So all these sacrifices he had made.
完全不要用他的权柄。
And he does not use any of his authority.
要让人在这个福音里面真的享受神的恩典。
To allow these people to truly enjoy the gospel in Christ.
反过来享受这个福音所带来的自由。
And to obtain the freedom from the gospel.
然后他自己也很清楚知道这些工作其实都是神做的。
And he knew that these works were done with the help of God.
那他本身有一个很重要的目标，他在传福音的时候他的目标非常清楚。
And he had a main goal when he was preaching.
就是从第九章的第二十四节到二十七节里面他所描述的。
And this was recorded in First Corinthians chapter 9 verse 24 to 27.
他用一个运动员为了得冠冕啊，得冠军来做比喻。
As an analogy, he used a person, an athlete who is running towards the prize.
我们现在最重要的目标是在哪里
？So what is our main goal?
我们就是要得到那个不能坏的生命的冠冕。
And our goal is to obtain the imperishable crown.
就是因为有这个目标很清楚，所以他现在凡事都有节制。
So because this goal is very because he's competing for this goal, he
他什么事情都按规矩来了。
He was willing to
control. 他什么事情都第二，请看第二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
凡教力增生的诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown.
所以保罗他本身，他现在做什么事情都有一个原则了。
So he has a principle when he does anything.
这个原则当然就是要让所有人都得到福音的好处。
And this is to allow everybody to receive the goodness of the gospel.
那他的服事是很有目标的，他本身在工作的时候很有目标。
And he had a goal when he was preaching.
目标在哪里？
So what was his goal?
第二十六节说，我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。
He says, therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty, thus I fight, not as one who beats the air.
他的目标就是他一定要能够被救进得救的门里面，他绝对不能够被弃绝。
And his goal is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以他本身对自我非常的严格的要求。
So he made strict rules for himself.
所以第二十七节说他是攻克己身，教身服我，恐怕我传闻给别人，我自己反被弃绝了。
So he says he disciplines his body and brings it into subjection lest I have preached to others and I myself become disqualified.
第九章这个就是保罗用他自己本身做例子来说明他为什么要放弃自由。第九章就是他举他自己为例子所做的说明。
So Paul sets himself as an example in chapter 9.
然后他本身很清楚的知道他自己一定要得救。
And he knew that very clearly that he wanted to obtain salvation.
然后到第十章，保罗就用祖宗啊，他的以色列的祖宗做例子再说明一次。
So Paul used the history of the Israelites as an example.
不要让我们自己成为神不喜欢的人。
So we do not become someone that is despised by God.
第十章的第一节到第四节，这个是神拯救以色列百姓他们祖宗的过程。
So verse 10. In chapter 10, he mentions about how God had saved the Israelites.
但是第五节说，他们中间多半是神不喜欢的人。
But in verse 5, we can see that God was not pleased when
这些祖宗是神不喜欢的人，他们虽然被救了，但是最后成为神不喜欢的人。
And even though they were saved by God, God was not pleased with them.
那他们为什么失败？从第五节到第十三节，保罗提出五项。他们失败的原因。
So there are five main reasons why they failed, starting from verse 5 to verse 13.
那其中有的是跟拜偶像、跟奸淫有关系。
And one of them was concerning adultery, and the other was concerning adultery and idols.
那他们也有发怨言。
And they complained.
啊，只有最后就被倒闭在旷野里了，进不了那个应许的迦南美地了。
And they were unable to enter the promised land.
然后现在讲完了这个祖宗的例子之后，第十四节到第二十二节，保罗就对这个吃祭偶像之物下一个结论了。
So after speaking of their history in verse 14 to 22,
要逃避拜偶像的事，第十四节说。
14 it mentions to flee from idolatry.
他的论点就是我们现在已经在主里面，已经统领主耶稣基督的身体，已经是跟主耶稣连为一体的，我们是属主的人了。
And we belong to Christ. We are one with Christ.
那我们怎么可以再去跟鬼有关系，再吃鬼的筵席呢？
So how can we eat things offered to idols?
所以第二十一节说，你们不能够喝主的杯，又喝鬼的杯，不能吃主的筵席，又吃鬼的筵席。
So in verse 21, it mentions that you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and the table of demons.
这一件事情第二十节他说，我们可以惹神的愤恨吗？我们比他还有能力吗？他最后用一个问号结束。
And he uses questions to conclude, or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he?
也就是说，我们不可以再让神生气，让我们自己变成神不喜悦的人。
So we cannot anger God, and we cannot become people that God that are not pleasing to God.
所以有关吃祭偶像的物，最后的结论是什么？
So what is the conclusion to eating things offered to idols?
不可以吃。
And we shall not partake.
因为 我们有弟兄在读完了哥林多前书第八章之后告诉我说，那从圣经看来，那吃自由这样东西也没有关系啊。
And some brothers may tell me that after reading 1 Corinthians chapter 8, we may eat things offered to idols.
那因为他没有看清楚，他最后得到一个不同的结论。
And he did not study carefully, and he ended with a different conclusion.
所以他就觉得怪怪的，怎么圣经不是说不可以吃既有境界吃既有这样的物？那之后保罗怎么又说可以吃？这到底怎么一回事呢
？So he may be confused. The Bible says we cannot eat things offered to idols, but Paul said we can.
但是我们现在已经看出这个结论在这里了。
But、we can see the conclusion right here.
然后现在第十章的第二十三节开始。
And starting from chapter 10, verse 23.
现在他说一个原则，凡事都可行，但不都造就人，不都有益处。
And he says the principle, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful.
我们不论什么人，不要只求自己的益处，一定要求别人的益处。
Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being.
今天我们不管或吃或喝，第三十一节说，不论做什么，都要为了要荣耀神而行。
And verse 31, it says, whether we eat or drink, we must do it for the glory of God.
第二十二节，不管是犹太人是希利人是神的教会，我们都不可以使他跌倒。
Verse 32, give no offense either to the Jews or to the Greeks or to the church.
他最重要的目的就是要让众人都得救。
And his main purpose was to allow all men to be saved.
所以我们今天从这三章里面看，保罗他提出了这个知识跟自由最重要的目的在哪里。
So from these three chapters, what was the main point in authority and freedom?
要让所有的弟兄姐妹都能得救。
And was to allow all the people to be saved.
那我们所做的，我们所说的话一定要非常谨慎。
Whatever we say, we must be very careful.
又为了要救人，为了要造就信徒，我们有时候要宁可放弃我们的权利，放弃我们的自由。
And in order for the well-being of other people, sometimes we should make some sacrifices.
那最后我们一定会成为神所喜悦的人。
And in this way, we will be pleasing in the eyes of God.
那所以保罗他讲完之后，他在十一章的第一节，其实十一章的第一节应该是连在第十章里面的，就是你们效法我，像我效法基督，因为他有主耶稣基督的心。
And in chapter 11, verse 1, it says, "Imitate me, just as I also imitate Christ."
所以我们现在看，现在教会里面这些工人。
So if we look in the church and the workers.
就如果真的是为福音的工作在努力的人。
If they are truly for the gospel, working for the gospel,
他所说的、他所做的事情，一定会考虑到教会会不会让教会受亏损。
He would consider the church and the members.
如保罗，他的心情是：如果有人会因为我吃东西跌倒，他都宁可不吃啊，永远不吃肉。
So his principle was, if he causes people to fall by eating, he will not eat meat.
那所以我们今天所做的每一个决定，我们一定要考虑到我们其他弟兄姐妹的好处。
So every decision we make, we must consider the well-being of our brothers and sisters.
那我们从人所做的事情看出人是不是真的有爱心的。
Then we can see if this person truly has the love of God.
保罗他真的是一个很有爱心的、很有爱心的工人，是一个模范的神的仆人。
And Paul is a model worker for all of us to follow. He truly had love.
他所说的、他所做的，真的都是完全一致的。
Everything he said, everything he His actions and his words were one.
所以我们绝对不能够只够听一个人嘴巴说什么。
So we cannot only just listen to what a person has to say.
要看他信什么。
We must see what he believes in.
要看他做什么。
We must see what his actions are.
所做的是不是为了福音的缘故？
Are his actions for the sake of the gospel?
所做的是不是要为了要叫众人得益处？
Are his actions to improve the well-being of others,
还是只是为了要他自己的好处？
Or is it for his own benefit?
如果是这样的话，
If it is this way,
那么这样的人其实就是保罗所在责备的自高自大的。
If it is this way, then this is the people that Paul is warning.
他所做的，即使他很有知识，最后也不能够造就人，也没有办法让教会得益处。
Even though they may have the knowledge, they are not able to edify the church.
所以我们从保罗在这三章里面所阐述的道理，我们就看到我们要怎么样来要求我们自己。
So we can see what the standards we must set for ourselves from these three verse chapters.
九月份我们有灵恩布道会。
So our ESSC is coming up in September.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹在祷告上啊，在工作上也都是一直朝这个目标，要多救一些人来进入神的教会得救为目标。
In our daily lives, we must set a goal to save souls.
让我们也共同来自我警戒我们自己，提醒我们自己。
And let us remind ourselves.
我们一定要攻克己身，教身服我。我们要 discipline.
We must have discipline.
让我们传福音给别人的同时，我们自己一定可以稳稳地进入得救的门。
So when we preach to others, we may also be able to enter.
我们不会因着我们的自高自大，因着我们自以为有自由、有知识，然后被神拒绝了。
And we will not be rejected from God by God because of our knowledge.
求主耶稣带领我们。
We ask God to guide us.
再来唱诗。
Sing Him.
145首。
Sing Him 145.